Hi, I'm James Schilling Law, and I'm here with Mina Agnos, who's the founder and president of Travel Live. Now, if you've been watching us, the last time we interviewed Mina was at the Virtuoso Travel Week in 2019. Seems so very long ago, and a few things have happened since then. But there's a lot of news from Travel Live, and we're going to find out about all that and more from Mina on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Mina, how are you and where are you? And I'm not sure you're actually where your background is, but we can imagine and dream, right?
We can always imagine and dream, James. That's right. Well, I am spiritually in Rovinj in Istria, Croatia. Physically and geographically, I'm in South Florida. Okay. So a little bit different, but I do hope to be back in Europe very soon. And that's definitely my plan.
Now, that's great. Now, as I mentioned, we did interview more than a year ago in August 2019 at Virtuoso Travel Week. And can you remind us a little bit about Travel Live and what it offers? What kind of tours and destinations do you feature?
Absolutely. So we are a DMC focusing on Greece and the Mediterranean region. We started in Greece and then copied that model throughout our destinations, which include Italy, Spain, Turkey, Egypt, and we've now added Croatia as well.
Yeah, that's the big news, right? We're going to talk about that. Yes, absolutely.
That is our big news, right? So we are a full service DMC. We offer everything from FIT all the way up to group travel. Really anything the agents are looking for, clients are looking for, from the basic first time itinerary all the way up to those off the radar, more complicated and unique experiences.
And you do skew towards the upscale to luxury, right?
We do. We start in the 4-star range and then go all the way up to that ultra lux range.
Now let's talk a little bit about what's happened over the past year to Travel Live. Obviously, it's been tough for everybody. How have you gotten through this pandemic so far?
Well, it has been a crazy difficult year for all of us. I think we were fortunate in the sense that we do have destinations that did open. So we were able to see a little bit of traffic, but also more importantly, to see where the trends are going. So it really set us up, I think, for success now that borders will be opening, the Americans will be able to travel, and really giving us an opportunity to see kind of what direction people are going. I always have said that there is an opportunity in every crisis. I started this company as an IC after September 11th in New York City.
Oh.
So,
you know, right.
This is the first time we've had a really difficult time. But, you know, we took the downtime to really focus on creating efficiencies, you know, perfecting services, and really completing a lot of the projects that we didn't have time to in the past. So we now have our agency portal that's going to be going live very soon. We've got Croatia now that we finally had the ability to launch. And, you know, we've really focused on building our team stronger, learning more, and getting ready for what's to come.
Well, I was going to note, I mean, somebody must have taken a map and decided, oh, we're going to only open those destinations that Travel Live features. But we'll talk about that in a second because you have, I wouldn't say, I don't know if you planned it, but it's certainly you're going to be able to take advantage of it. But let's talk first about this big news that you've just added another destination, Croatia, which is now open. You can, and in fact, I think we just heard that it's you don't even have to have a PCR test anymore. You got to have another kind of test, but it's Americans can go there now. And so what kind of programs are you going to feature in Croatia? And why did you pick Croatia at this time?
Croatia was something that we've been working on for several years. And, you know, we kind of gain momentum and then we get really busy with everything else. So we really didn't have the time to kind of focus and reach. So over the past year, we've really had the time to perfect our local relationships, perfect our local tours, to come up with some really new and unique experiences, and then to launch everything. So it was just time to get it all done. And it's really exciting to be able to do that. We offer really kind of everything from that general first-time visitor. Oftentimes those first-timers are going to visit Dubrovnik, Bar, and Split. But we do also go to more of the off-the-radar destinations for either second-timers or people who are looking for something unique. So we can definitely include things like Prague in Istria, of course, Šolta, Losange. So we focus really on everything. If you can dream it, we can do it.
Yeah, well, actually, obviously, everybody thinks of Croatia and Dubrovnik, and we were actually talking about that offline before, that Dubrovnik, don't get me wrong, it's absolutely wonderful, but there is a lot more to Croatia.
There's a lot more.
And a lot more that you can experience. And some beautiful resorts, sort of island cruises. There's all kinds of things going on, and I've seen a little bit of it, but not enough. So that's one of the things I'm actually hoping to do it this summer, because it is going to be open, and I believe at this time the Ask the Destination Expo is scheduled for June. So I'm hoping to tie that in. But it sounds like a great country for you to add at this time, especially given the focus. And you know, and as I said, you know, you really have lucked out in a way. I mean, in a way that, because you have all these open destinations. You have Greece and Turkey and Croatia and Egypt. And I believe all of those, if they're not open now, they're scheduled to be open very soon, right?
That's right. Yep. We're looking for opening in May for Greece. Turkey, Egypt, Croatia are currently open. So travelers are in, you know, very little numbers at this point, able to kind of come and go. We're definitely seeing an increase in bookings starting from June. You know, for Greece, we're still waiting on protocols and official statements and what that's going to look like for travelers. But we are very confident and excited to be able to open up relatively soon.
Now, the only ones that so far might be a little longer than that are going to be the other two that you offer, Italy and Spain. So I know we all hope that those will open, you know, hopefully later in the year. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm I don't know about you. I miss Italy and
right.
I miss Spain. And it's I just, you know, it seems like so long ago that I was in either both of those countries. So I'm looking to go back. But so you think at this point you're pretty good position to really serve the needs of luxury travelers and luxury selling travel advisors in the U.S. given your product mix, right?
Definitely. It's something that we've been doing for a long time, and we've definitely been fixing our services to take care of this new reality, because things are shifting a bit, and we're seeing a bit of a difference in terms of the kinds of services, not just that clients are requesting, but that make more sense at this time. So, you know, certainly with some of the new protocols, city travel is not as in-depth or as long as it had been in the past. We're seeing a lot more clients wanting to kind of go places where they can get there relatively easily, stay there longer, and maybe do some day trips to other places, as opposed to kind of the packing and moving or taking ferries or, you know, domestic flights the way they had in the past. So we're certainly seeing a shift there. And of course, with people working from home, one thing that we haven't been accustomed to seeing from the U.S. market in particular are those long stays. So we've seen clients who would come for several weeks or even several months in some cases that, you know, would choose a spot, work from home, enjoy that beautiful destination, live like a local, and then even do some weekend trips to other places in the region. So it's definitely shifting.
Well, I could see being based on a lovely small Greek island and just working from there. So if you got any ideas for me, I'm all ears.
I've got all kinds of ideas.
But and Greece has always been your original destination, your mainstay. So what kind of programs this year do you think are really going to be booking? Well, you mentioned things outside of the cities and obviously exploring some of the wide open spaces and all. I mean, somebody said, how many islands are there in Greece? I mean, it's kind of 300 plus. I don't know, something crazy.
Depends on who you ask.
That, right. And I have been able to go on a cruise a little bit around them, so I know some of them. I've done that a few times and stayed on land at some big resorts too. So there's a lot of options that in Greece to offer. So for you, like, what would be a typical trip now for this year?
You know, we've definitely seen kind of a shift away from the standard first time visit, which was the Athens, Mykonos, Santorini, and maybe Crete. Right. Before COVID, we were seeing a bit of a shift away from that standard itinerary for people wanting to go more off the radar. Santorini remains bucket list, Mykonos does for some, but we were seeing a shift going towards other islands like Paros, Naxos, Ios, or Milos, or even going completely opposite direction on the Ionian coast and doing something like Corfu and Zakynthos. We've also seen a lot more people going deeper into the mainland. What we did see with the opening last year, although we didn't have a lot of Americans, the ones that were able to kind of get by and make it through, we're looking to go more off the radar. We don't have the level of cruise traffic we had in the past. So the over-tourism component for some of these destinations was certainly solved, which made for some really unique and different kinds of experiences, particularly in places like Santorini and like Mykonos that were accustomed to just having huge, huge crowds of people. So it was a really great time last season, and I think that will continue this year with that lower entry into tourism. But we're going to have a lot more of those more off the radar experiences, even in places that are more on the radar. But they do still connect really easily with places like Paros, Naxos, Milos, even Crete, which we saw that get there easily and stay there longer. You know, clients spending a whole itinerary there for 10 days. So there are, I think people are a lot more open to considering other options, and they're definitely listening when it comes to ways that they can travel, you know, more safely. And of course, when we're looking at coastal areas and islands, a lot of the services are outside. So you don't have to worry about things like the plexiglass shields, you know, in large right. hotels, or, you know, wearing the masks all the time. It's a lot more comfortable, and, you know, there's more social distance in terms of the way tables are set up and, you know, sidewalk cafes and outside areas, but you definitely don't feel the COVID feel that you do in some larger cities. So it definitely felt like summer last summer in a lot of these parts of the Mediterranean, and we definitely anticipate that being the case this year too.
Well, you mentioned some islands that are really became my favorites very quickly, like Milos and Syros and Samos. I mean, all the Os, I guess, like Kos, Eos. It's an amazing. It's not just all about Santorini yet. You know, and Mykonos at all. And although, as you mentioned just now, right now might not be a bad time to go visit those two popular islands because they're not going to be overrun with tourists, at least temporarily. I wouldn't plan on that lasting much longer, but we'll see what happens because obviously as Greece opens up, they're going to be popular again. And what you'll miss initially, I believe, is the surge in cruise visits.
Right.
Although there are lines that are going. I know they have plans to. Some U.S. brands are already announcing plans to be based in Greece, at least until they can't be based here in the States. But let's talk a little bit about what destinations are really selling well for you this year and then into 2022. I assume your mainstay Greece is doing well, but what else? What's the number one, number two, number three?
Right now, I would say number one is definitely Greece. I mean, with the news of opening, it is certainly taking off. And we're seeing a lot of bookings for clients, particularly from July and on. Q3, we felt really comfortable with new bookings. But we do have clients that were rescheduled from last year that are looking at June and earlier. We're seeing more country combinations, including Turkey and Egypt, which was an interesting surprise. But, you know, it is a great time to be traveling without the crowds, and people are really recognizing that. And of course, with Croatia launching, you know, it was slowly gaining in traction in terms of, you know, what we were selling. But now with the launch, we're definitely anticipating that that's probably going to do quite well for us this season.
Well, it sounds like you could put a nice little package together doing all of those destinations.
That's right.
That would be great. I know it's been I actually haven't been to Egypt, and it was one of my first press trips almost 30 years ago. I went on a Nile River cruise and back to Cairo for the American Society of Travel Agents back then conference, and I still remember that very well. It was very exotic. And then for whatever reason, I used to send other writers and reporters instead of me just because that was their beat, and they went. But I'm hoping to get back to Egypt because it is so amazing. And then Turkey, you mentioned another one that I love Istanbul, and I need to get beyond Istanbul to go to other places as well. But you know, all these places that you offer are really kind of, you know, on that eastern part of the Mediterranean and then down in the Middle East are just open, ready for travel and tourism. And it sounds like you're really sitting on a great selection of destinations that people want to see right now. Now, what makes a Travel Live program different? What are kind of the advantages to booking with your company, and what benefits do you provide to travel advisors and their clients?
Well, I think one of the things that really makes us special is that I myself started as an independent contractor. So back in the early 2000s, I was a home-based agent. My background is from Greece, so I spent a lot of time going there. And, you know, what I found was at the time, the way that things were being sold were very packaged and very kind of, these are the dates and you can't change it. You know, these are the hotels and you can't add extra nights. So I really started customizing and doing more FIT programs. And I remember at the time people saying to me, "This is not the way travel is sold to you. You'll never make money like this."
Right.
So, you know, it was really kind of building a business around what I wanted for myself and then realizing that a lot of other travel agents had those same issues. And it wasn't just the ability to customize. It was also things like time zones, that there was never anyone available during the hours that I worked. So, you know, our office locally in Athens stays open until midnight. So we've got covered until 5 p.m. Eastern. And our local people are always available. Someone is always available at a time that's a reasonable hour for us, for, you know, here in the U.S. currency conversions. There's so many times when, you know, you find an online currency conversion, but when the time came to actually pay, it was different. And that was right. always coming out of my commission. So we guarantee rates in USD. If you or the client prefers euro, that's something that we can do as well. My team locally is people like me who have experience living in a lot of different places. So we really understand the needs of an American client. And I think that's something that's really difficult when you're working with people, you know, in Greece, in Croatia, in Egypt, who grew up in those areas and really don't have an understanding of, sure. you know, the way that Americans consume or spend money or spend their days or, you know, other than what you see in the media. So I think that's one of the things that we do really well for our American partners. And it's something that we'll continue to do. And then based, you know, past that, you know, but when I started the company, one of the things I realized early on was that people were handing me, you know, 10 to 12 days of their lifetime. And that's, right. it's great. It's a great responsibility. And, you know, they're expecting us to deliver something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives, you know, with really fond memories. And I think that that's something that, you know, really needs to be instilled in our person and in our teams, because it's something that we do. We make memories. We deliver the dream. And that's what all of our business is based on. So I think that, you know, it's really important to remember who the client is and how to make the agent's life easy and make them their own expert.
No, I looked at a list of your staff there. You got a few Greek names there. It looks like, and now you're getting Croatian names. So it's kind of, it's interesting because you have people who either, you know, their families are from there. I mean, in your case, was your family, obviously your family was from Greece, but did you grow up in the States or were you born in Greece?
I grew up in the States. I spent summers in Greece. And, you know, I always wanted to go to places like Italy and Disney World and Aspen. And I got to spend all my summers in Greece, which I realize now is a gift. But as I got older and I started to look for kind of the things in those places that I never got to go, I would always compare them back to Greece. And that's really how we started, you know, selling Greece the way that we do. And then I would say all of our other destinations, we have somebody who is that person. I mean, I'm not the one that's going to give that same kind of love to Italy, but, you know, Deborah and Faye from my team are. So we've got our champions for each destination. And, you know, there are people who have experience in those areas, who've lived in those areas, who really love those areas, and who can share that, you know, with our agents and with those clients and make those memorable experiences.
No, that's great. So you had summers in Greece and then afternoons after school in Greek school, right? Is that the...
Exactly.
We all know about that from all the movies. That Obozfeld, I mean, it's
all true.
It's all true. Now let's talk a little bit about how luxury travel advisors can best work with you and your company. What are the keys to developing a great relationship with Travelodge?
So when we work with a new agent, what I like to do is kind of get a feel for how they work. Some of them are really accustomed to working with DMCs, although many work in different ways. Others are not. So I like to get a feel for kind of how they work and then determine how our services will best work for them. Typically, we work with most of our agents in the U.S. on a gross rate. What we do is put together their itineraries for them with their logo, gross pricing, everything ready to send the client. So our business is really set up in a way where we can be that proxy for that agent and really get them all of the information that they need and, you know, make them look great without having to do all the extra work. Because I do remember those times of getting a quote from someone and then having to do the currency conversion and then having to put it in another format or enter it into another system. Right. You know, that's something that we try to eliminate because, you know, there is a lot of information out there. There is a lot of work that needs to be done. And our goal is always to kind of make it as simple as possible for the client and then for the end user. So, yeah, just kind of reaching out and starting a conversation and determining, you know, how we can best help them and how we can fit it into the way that we work and kind of going from there.
No, that's great. And it sounds like you're really, it's a real one-on-one relationship. You work with the travel advisor and make them look good for their clients as well. Let's talk a little bit about anything else you'd like to tell travel advisors about Travelodge. Obviously, the big news here is the addition of Croatia and also the fact that the vast majority of your destinations are either open or going to be open very soon, right?
Exactly. And we're definitely seeing that that interest is there. So we've got a lot of inquiries coming in with people who want to travel as soon as those borders open. And we've got the diehards who just got vaccinated. You know, we've got people who've been cooped up who are ready to go. And we're here to do that for you. We're being a lot more cautious when it comes to travel in May and June, particularly in Greece, where we don't have those official rules yet. Right. But we are putting together those itineraries, and we have everything in place so that once we have that go ahead, we're ready to go. For places like Croatia, Egypt, Turkey, we are already taking those reservations. We do have clients who are going to be traveling coming early May. And of course, we're seeing a lot more bookings once we get into Q3 and into the fall. So July through September, October, we're seeing a huge increase. And of course, yacht charters is something that this year we've seen a great big increase in. Over past years, it's the ultimate of the social distancing vacations. But back to the question, what I think travel agents would like to know about us. We're here to be that partner. So we're always really happy to hop on the call and, you know, have that consultation with you and with the client. You know, we're really here to make you look good, to be the eyes and the ears on the ground. And I think that after the events of the last year, it's really important to have somebody local who can really give you that idea of what it feels like, where it feels okay, where it feels a little bit more like they're putting the hospital in hospitality. I mean, you know, really focusing on what's going to make the best experience for clients who are really ready to travel this year. So that's what we're here for.
No, absolutely. And I'm getting my second shot in about a week, and I'm raring to go. But my secret is I've been traveling anyway. So that's everybody said, why are you traveling? Well, that's what I do.
That's what we do.
So I get out there and do it. Where can travel advisors go to find out more about Travel Life?
Well, they can find us online. You can look right up here. It's travellife.com with one L, and an email that can reach us is priority@travellife.com. That'll go into a database where all of our agents have access, and you'll be put together with the one that's best suited to help you with that request.
Well, Mina, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us again. Sorry we're not doing it live, but congratulations on adding Croatia, and more to the point, and having all these destinations that should be top sellers in the Mediterranean this year. And it looks like you are the go-to company right now if you want to get to Europe or any parts of Eastern Med or Egypt. Europe will come around other parts to it, but you got a great collection of destinations, and you have a great experience in Greece and Turkey and all these wonderful places. So hopefully this is going to be a good year for you and a good year for the travel advisors who book you.
We truly hope so. And, you know, we really want to see people traveling again and people starting to have those experiences. So we're here to help make it happen.
Well, again, thank you, Mina. And next time we're going to do this live somewhere, whether it's in one of your destinations or maybe at a luxury travel show as we did last time.
Right.
We'll make a deal on that. I know we both are scheduled to go to a couple places this fall.
That's right. I'll see you in Croatia.
Croatia would be lovely. I think I'd love that's kind of probably the first European destination I'm going to be doing, all things being equal and coming around. But I'm definitely interested in that, and always willing to go back to Greece. I mean, I've done a lot, not with you, sadly. I've done some other ones, all over the place, and got to know those islands. And it really is such an amazing place, and Turkey too, for that matter. And we talked about Egypt, which place to go back to one of these days. So anyway, wonderful to see you, and thank you for spending the time with us.
Thank you so much, James. It was so great to see you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.